salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we are living in cataclysmic times. Certainly, as we pointed out in the past, the members of the Trilateral Commission, working along with our major banks, really control the governments of the world. We see the new premier of Italy, appointed, not elected at all by the people, but simply appointed, coming from the Trilateral Commission. We see the new premier of Greece, not elected, simply appointed. He comes from the Trilateral Commission. We see the new head of the European Central Bank, not elected, but appointed. He comes from Goldman Sachs, which is part and parcel of the Trilateral Commission over there in Europe. And basically, of course, in key positions all throughout the federal government, we find members of the small American branch of the Trilateral Commission, only at the most 80 of them. You want to know who they are? Go to their website, trilateral.org. If you scroll down, there's a place there. You can just punch in and get the membership list, or, of course, you can get it from Radio Liberty if you want to, but we have to charge you for it. Better get it on your own or get it from August Review. But understand that you can't understand anything going on in the world unless you know the players over there in Israel. Why, of course, Mr. Netanyahu, the so-called elected premier of the country. Basically, of course, he came from the Council on Foreign Relations, was a member. Apparently isn't now at the present time, but he's totally subservient to what he's told to do. And if you think any of the things that are going on today aren't planned ahead of time, why, you've forgotten what President Roosevelt said. And what he said was, you know, in politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happened, you could be sure that it was planned that way. Everything is planned, the coming financial collapse that is taking place throughout the world is planned. How soon? I don't know. They are working on a timetable. They haven't told us. But one thing I can tell you is what Ken Fromm told Lindsay Williams. And that is, if the European currency collapses, you have 2 weeks to get out of the dollar. We don't know whether it's going to collapse or not. Maybe they're going to be able to keep it going. By consolidating Europe, by all the countries certainly giving up their sovereignty. And that's what it's really all about, because, of course, the ultimate goal is the one world government, the one world religion, in preparation for the one world leader. But this morning, I want you to hear what Barry Shamish has to say about what's going on in the world and get his perspective, because he's very close to what's going on in Israel. Being, of course, an Israeli citizen who was forced to come to America because of threats on his life, because he was reporting the truth. But Israel is the key, in many respects, to understanding what is going on in the world. So without further ado or comment, good morning, Barry. Tell us what's going on from your perspective.
Sure. And by the way, what you were saying about local corruption and how it works, on my radio show yesterday, the guest talked about Lyndon Johnson, and there's a story that should be better known. After the landslide, well, going back to 1948, he stole an election. He stole votes from his opponent and got to the Senate that way. And it was pretty well known. After the 64 landslide, he was asked about that, and he just answered, "I didn't steal them. I borrowed them. I gave them back this election."
He was known as Landslide Lyndon. That was it.
He sure was.
He corrupted.
He was also known as Lying Lyndon.
Right. Okay.
All right. Let's start with Israel. And look, the military is really busy this month. Today, I'll talk about today, major exercise taking place. But first, let's start easy. The military is getting serious about kidnappings, and they're going to have a mock. Did they have the mock abduction incident? Look, the military are holding mock kidnappings so that it won't happen again. As a matter of fact, there's a quote from the chief military police officer. He says, "We cannot allow for another kidnapping." All right? So we must increase our efforts to prevent it. Look, Gilad Shalit's release and the ridiculous terms and all the victims of the terrorists, there are now, I'd say a half dozen terror attacks by the ones released a month ago, and the army is going a little crazy, like they have a say in how a deal is struck with Hamas, but nonetheless, it was certainly not the army that cut the deal. So they've got all these, they've got a new commission, and they've got generals, and they're all trying to somehow stop another kidnapping. Here are the rules that are now in place. Soldiers caught hitchhiking will be severely punished, and their names and units reported to the general staff. And General Khanna, without saying who he is, says that soldiers have to be aware to stop this dangerous habit. Now, look, if you want to get to the base on time and the bus isn't due in another hour, you hitchhike. Every soldier hitchhikes to the base. They can't just eliminate it. There's a need there that's going to be fulfilled whether the Army likes it or not. But they're trying. They're going to have patrols, and they're going to pick up hitchhiking soldiers, and they're going to report them, and they're going to be punished. All because of Gilad Shalit, the Army is taking measures. Here's another measure the Army is going to take. Upon enlistment, IDF soldiers will receive clear abduction-preventing instructions.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, I understand here, of course, the Barry Samuels is talking about a live shalit of the Israeli soldier who was kidnapped by Hamas 6 years or more ago. I can remember very well at the time why, of course, his fellow soldiers wanted to go after him. And yeah, they could have prevented his being kidnapped, but they weren't allowed to. And yeah, I had to wonder at the time, why didn't Israel do everything immediately to try to get the soldier back who'd been kidnapped? I mean, they could have gotten him back at that time, and they didn't do it. And recently they released 1,027 terrorists, 400 of them murderers, to get Shalit back. And now they're having a big folder all over there on how to prevent this sort of thing from happening again. And ladies and gentlemen, it's all political theater. I mean, if you study America, you know, we have an attack on Pearl Harbor. Immediately the government convenes a special investigation to find out why it happened, and it's all a cover-up. We have an assassination of President Kennedy. A government appoints a commission. We're going to look into this and come out with 27 volumes. It's all a cover-up. Nothing, if real, comes out. We have an attack on the World Trade Center. The government appoints a commission. It all has nothing to do with getting the truth or accomplishing anything. It's to give the public the perception that something is being done. And it sounds to me, Barry, this is what they're doing with the Lied Shalit. They're trying to give the impression they're going to do something, whereas everything that they're doing is, well, just totally counterproductive.
Well, no, they are doing something. They're changing the regulations of the IDF, and they've got a kidnapping prevention commission with top generals in charge. No, they're actually doing something, but it'll be futile. Yeah. Here's another of the new enforcements. Upon enlistment, IDF soldiers will receive clear abduction preventing instructions. And it gets even better. You know, when you're enlisted, you don't have a weapon yet, and you have to go home unarmed. Now, every unarmed soldier will be required to carry pepper spray at all times. Needless to say, if you are kidnapped, your kidnappers are armed. You pull out that pepper spray, they'll blast you through the head. You're totally overarmed. But this is the new regulation. Unarmed soldiers have to carry pepper spray to protect themselves. Look, these are not good regulations. They can't be enforced, and I guess pepper spray can't hurt. but it's not going to prevent most abductions. But look, it gets wider. That's just one example of what's being done this week. But as of today and tomorrow, there's an amazing exercise in Israel taking place to simulate an unconventional terror attack. Now, this is not a small exercise. It not only involves the Army, of course, it involves the Ministry of Defense, the Ministry of Health, the Home Front Command, hospitals, healthcare centers, local authorities, the police, the ambulance service, the fire brigade, the Ministry of Environmental Protection, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Water Authority. All of these are taking place in this, well, they call it the Operation Orange Flame 6, and it's under the command of a Brigadier General named Zev Sneer, who is also the Assistant Minister of Defense for CBRN, that's Chemical, Biological, Radiological, and Nuclear Defense. Now, this, what they're planning for is a terror attack. What can you say? How much damage can a team of terrorists do compared to one missile filled with biological weapons in its head? But nonetheless, as part of the exercise, the local authorities, and that means cities like Tiberias and Nazareth and Afula, they have to set up mass prophylaxis treatment centers, which will, of course, simulate the provision of preventative treatments to citizens. Each of these local authorities have to be able to treat 5,000 of patients. They will be patients if they breathe in chemical warfare. But nonetheless, they have to treat thousands of, they have to treat the whole population if you do the multiplication. And the hospitals are going to be drilled in their ability to treat those already displaying symptoms of being poisoned. This is going on right now. The north of the nation of Israel is preparing for the worst case scenario where they are attacked biologically. Forget nuclear and chemical. This is biological. And what they claim is that Israel is at the forefront of preparedness for unconventional terror attacks. Nobody can be at the forefront. This is not the kind of thing that goes down easy if your entire northern population is exposed to biological weapons. But this, at this very moment, this is taking place in Israel. Look, if I were in northern Israel, I wouldn't take this as a fun drill. I'd be darn worried why the Army is taking this drill right now. And look, there's the other side. They still keep plugging away at this Israel will attack Iran business. I got an intelligence report. It was produced by a few people. Leave it be and just say that if Israel attacks Iran, it's got a whole arsenal of fancy electronic weapons, including they can knock out the entire cell network, I think of the whole country of Iran, anything on the internet. And that includes the big city electric grids. They can be shut down, and they will be shut down. Israel's got the electronic weaponry to do this. They can actually bring a denial of service attack on the entire Iranian command. anything that goes through the internet, they can shut down. And, well, when I read this report, I said to myself, big deal. All right. What they're talking about is an attack by Israeli F-15s and F-16s on the nuclear facilities. Look, no airstrike are going to knock them out. They are buried deep in mountains, far deeper than any bunker buster bomb that you need an infantry attack for this to work. You have to go inside the mountain, and you've got to blow it up, not with airplanes. You're going to have to go in and commit yourself to an extremely dangerous mission. Now, what all this means, I say again, all right, they knock out Iran, the electricity, and the internet, it's all down, but they still can't get to the reactor. It won't work with just F-15s and 16s. So this whole report, which, by the way, I view as honorable and reliable, it still misses the point. An air attack won't work. The Iranians aren't so stupid as to put their reactor where it can be destroyed by an air attack. Nonetheless, this is what Israel is, is busy at work to fight Iran. They've got a whole network. It can muck up Iran very well, but you still can't get to the reactors unless you've got infantry on the ground forcing their way in. There.
Well,
that's
my impression is a lot of this is just political theater to keep idle minds busy. I mean, there is such a campaign, and we're getting calls all the time by people who want to come to our program to actually promote this idea that it's absolutely necessary to have a war with Iran. And whether America is going to do it, or whether Israel is going to do it, or whether we're going to wait for Iran to do something so we can justify it. But there's a coordinated effort to convince the American people of the importance of an attack on Iran. And I think I agree with you. It's the most ridiculous thing in the world. But it doesn't matter how ridiculous it is. You create the perception in the minds of the Christians of this country that if we love Israel, we're going to go ahead and attack Iran. That's going to solve all the problems. And it isn't going to solve all the problems. I agree with you. There would be a missile reprisal on Israel with tens of thousands of missiles that would destroy Israel as we know it. So what is all this talk about? I believe it's all part of the political theater that's unfolding today all across that part of the world, with country after country being toppled, and nobody's ever asking who's coming up with all the money for all of these revolutions, and why are they all ending up badly? Why are they all, Egypt's going to go with the Muslim Brotherhood, Tunisia's going to go with the Muslim Brotherhood, Libya's going with the Muslim Brotherhood, in Syria, why, of course, both Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood are supporting the effort to overthrow Assad right along with the American government. Why are we backing what Al-Qaeda is backing? And incidentally, Al-Qaeda, it was in Libya, and yet we were backing what was going on there. We're fighting Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. We're supporting Al-Qaeda in Libya and in Syria, and we supported him in Bosnia, and we supported him in Kosovo. What's wrong with this picture? Why do we have all of our troops fighting Al-Qaeda in one country and helping Al-Qaeda every place else? But nobody ever stops and asks why. It doesn't make sense, Barry.
You can get into the mindset of all this if you wanted to. It makes sense to certain people. You just have to think the way they think.
Oh, you're
let's
right.
Go on with the news.
Go ahead.
Look, this business of the Star of David being removed from the ambulances of Judea and Samaria, it's gotten deeper, and it's well, there was a deal cut. This was reported by Arut Sheva a long time ago, 4 or 5 months ago, that the Magen Dovid David, look, the Magen Dovid Adom is the Israeli ambulance service. It's the Red Star of David. The International Committee of the Red Cross sat them down, and I don't know what power they have over them, but they forced Magen David Adom to take the Stars of David off the ambulances in Judea and Samaria. And then they sat down with the Yesha Council, a thoroughly infiltrated supposed representative, official representative of the residents of Judea and Samaria, cut a deal, a so-called compromise, that with Magen David Adom, that they would first take the Star of David off ambulances in other parts of the country and then follow with Judea and Samaria.
Well, that will be back in a moment here with Barry Shaman.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, and Barry certainly just pointing out the fact that there's a real effort to take the Red Star of David off the side of the ambulances over there in Judea and Samaria. Now, Certainly,
it's not an effort, it's a policy.
Right. Well, go ahead.
Well, look, the residents of Judea and Samaria are deeply insulted that their own ambulance service is no longer Jewish. Now, there have been all kinds of reactions to this. Magen David Adom volunteers, which announced that they're going to stop volunteering until the Stars of David are brought back. And there was a blood drive by this Shomron Residence Council. They collected blood and they delivered it to the hospital, not by ambulance. They don't want to give anything, including blood, to those who boycott them. Now, what you've got, the Red Cross is coming to Judea and Samaria in a week or two. And they're going to see if their policy is intact. They're coming to Judea and Samaria, and the Red, again, Magen David Adom, are going crazy getting all the signage. Every time they take off a Red Star of David, somebody puts a sticker of a Red Star of David back on the ambulance. And this little war of, well, it's more than a symbol. It's a national flag. You don't take it off your ambulances because some committee in Switzerland tells you to. But this little war is going on, and apparently, I don't know what they've got, the International Red Cross, over the Israeli ambulance service, but they are desperate to get these symbols off. Now, look, what's going on in Judea and Samaria is wacky beyond belief, but I've got a group of naive Christians who were shocked. There was a group of 40 or 50 of them from North America, and they were stopped at the Or Sion outpost. Now, look, without this, it's just a place in Samaria. And the Israeli army had gone in the night before, and they had bulldozed 15 homes, basically shacks, but they're still homes for families, and they want to see the damage. Well, they were stopped at Or Sion. A colonel came to arrest the group. These are American tourists. And, well, all in all, he gave them 10 minutes. And if they weren't out of there in 10 minutes, all the men of the group were under arrest. Now, one of the group was furious. And he said, well, he wrote a protest to Prime Minister Netanyahu. He may as well have written it on toilet paper and flushed it. But they're naive. They think there's a democracy and they have a say, which is ridiculous. But the colonel who came to arrest them, according to this writer, confessed that he let plenty of busloads of foreigners pass the outpost, but they had to be in support of the Arabs. Now, the Christian group, in their naivety, wrote Netanyahu, and they published it widely. Here's the letter. Mr. Netanyahu, you are confused. We are not your enemy. You don't know who your friends are. You are moving against your own people and ignoring the rules when it comes to your enemy. Shock, shock, shock. It's like this guy woke up and finally discovered this. What's going on in Judea and Samaria is far... Look, Netanyahu knows who his friends are. The friends are who they're told they are, which is the... Look, the settlers are being pounced on by their government, just straight outright pounced on. And what this Christian is so shocked about, it doesn't make sense. You're letting your enemies in and you're stopping us? Well, good, let them wake up, because that's the way things are.
Unfortunately, you're absolutely right. Nothing makes any sense if you look at it logically, but if you're looking at it from the point of view that they're traitors, people who have a different agenda, different loyalties, everything makes sense. And there really are people in Israel who want to destroy Israel. This is the people in America who want to destroy
it's
America.
Not so many. The main point is there's an insular group, according to the number of votes they actually vote in favor of this group. It's maybe 100,000 people, but they control the works. They control the Supreme Court and the media and the Knesset. I mean, what is Barack with his 8 seats out of 120 of the Labor Party doing as defense minister? They control the works, but the rest of Israel, they haven't got a say in anything. And I'm going to, last section, I'm going to finally give a prediction, which I gave last week, where I said Netanyahu would cave and he would postpone, which means cancel, a bill on foreigners contributing to Israeli NGOs. Look, Netanyahu first blocked reform to the high court, and I said this is next. It's a matter of this week, and he'll block. We'll go into that shortly. I just want to look at one last thing that should be noted. The Marker, that's Israel's Wall Street Journal. What you're hearing is Israel's economy is great, and while the world is sinking into recession, Israel is just getting stronger and stronger. This is the propaganda you're getting. The Marker, which knows what's going on in Israel and doesn't do a lot of propaganda, at least consciously, the newspaper wrote that the debt restructuring agreements by some of Israel's largest companies are evidence that the debt bug is epidemic in Israel. Now, what they said is they gave a list of major companies. Let's see if you'd know. You might know Zim Shipping. Zim. It's the only shipping line out of Israel. It's the only connection to the rest of the world, really. If you cut that out of Israel, you've cut it. Whoops.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Barry Shamish here at the American Freedom Hour.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Island Grill Loveland reminds listeners and parents drugs like crack, cocaine, heroin, and inhalants are a problem that affect the entire family. They ruin lives, break hearts and homes, and destroy childhood dreams. It's not just someone else's children. A talk today may save a future, a mind, or even a child's life. That's from Island Grill Loveland, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Island Grill in Loveland, 110 East 29th Street in Loveland.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, I'm just Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Barry Shamish, and he's just talking about all the things that are happening in Israel that don't seem to be benefiting Israel. It's almost as if the leadership was had another agenda. But go right ahead, Barry.
Well, in short, Zim is facing a second debt restructuring in 2 years. What you've got in Israel, Zim is the equivalent of Goldman Sachs. The government, the only reason they exist is the government is going to, bending over backwards to restructure their debts. And what, again, this is from inside the Israeli economy. The marker is a good way to read it. The Israeli economy is just the same as the American economy, but for some reason, Israelis think they have a booming economy. They're not looking at what's going on. Look, I said I'd do Netanyahu. Last week, there was a vote. Well, what you have in America is a foreign agent bill. If you're from outside America and you're affecting American politics with your money, you have to register. That's what the essentially this vote was going to be on. But lo and behold, Netanyahu postponed the vote, which essentially means ending the vote. Now, look, all this money that's coming in from Europe is going against Netanyahu. It's not like in theory, more than in theory, this postponement is going against him. But what we found out, for some reason, the Dutch pressed him. The Dutch ambassador to Israel, like we know his name, Kasper Veldkamp, well, what we're told is he told Netanyahu that he is weakening Israel's supporters abroad with this law. And he's got to cut it out, or else Israel will not be thought of as a Western country that allows full freedom of expression. Now, this flimsy stuff, I'm sure Veldkamp threatened him really, really hard. He didn't use these nice words. Well, you're just not going to be thought of as a democracy, so you're going to have to postpone the vote. Well, ideally, that's what happened, but that's not what happened. Dire threats of coming from Holland put an end to this. Now, whatever the Dutch are up to, they are really affecting the way Israel behaves. Now, the Dutch... Look, the background to this is the Gaza Strip grows strawberries, and the Europeans are very unhappy with the quality and the cleanliness of the strawberries, and they're just going to stop importing them if this doesn't improve. So the Dutch government arranged a conference of Gazan farmers, about 40 of them, and with the Israeli Agricultural Ministry, they got together and the Israelis showed them how to prevent diseases on strawberries, what you do after you harvest them, How do you sort them properly? Look, when we had Goose Katif, we grew plenty of strawberries, and they didn't have to come in and tell us how to do this basic stuff. But Israel can't be responsible for exporting what's being grown in Gaza today. So the Israelis sent their experts to train the Palestinians on how to grow strawberries with, well, Dutch financial support. Now, I'm not sure what the real issue here is, that Israel would throw at its own successful farmers and have to do this, or that the Dutch are arranging this. Either way, the Dutch, without a doubt, are working behind Israel's back. And, well, they've got Netanyahu. They've got his ear. And they're getting Israelis to train farmers. Well, they see no profit out of this whatsoever. They already threw out their farmers. Where's the profit in it for the Israelis? I'm not sure if that's easy to follow, or you caught on to what I'm saying.
More or less, yes, certainly. But the thing is that so much of what's going on doesn't make sense. I mean, after all, I mean, certainly the Hamas down there in Gaza is no friend of Israel. They're doing everything they can to undermine Israel, and yet Israel is actually trying to help them and their farmers to do a better job. But so much of what's taking place today just doesn't make sense if we really have, of course, Israel on one side, Hamas on the other. Or maybe most of what's going on, again, is simply political theater.
Look,
best enemies money can buy.
Look, all we can say for a fact, this is what Limor Livnat, another woman, her nephew was murdered outside Nablus, the tomb of Joseph, a few months ago. Whatever, she admitted that her party, the Likud, are not sticking to their platform. And people who voted for the platform were being essentially screwed. She said the old platform was updated many years ago, and even though in my heart of hearts I want to see the complete land of Israel, meaning Judea and Samaria are treated like normal parts of Israel, she said we can't do it. You have to understand that. We have to get the most of what we can get, and that's it. We can't stand by our platform. If you voted for it or not, you can't stand by it. What you've got the same divisions, except the right have been completely stymied. And that's what the Morley Knapp was saying. Whoops, I hear the music.
Well, it's sort of like in America, we're supposed to have two political parties, but they're both going in the same direction. God bless, Barry. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
You got it. Bye all.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and what Barry's pointing out, the fact that there are so many inconsistencies. Supposedly, they have these various political parties in Israel, and yet the Likud party many times does just the opposite from what you'd expect. It's like here in the United States. We have the Republicans, and they want to cut big government. They want to cut taxes. You have the Democrats. They want to increase the supply, the size of government. They want to increase taxes on the rich. And yet, of course, if you go back to the Reagan administration in 1986, Ronald Reagan gave us the biggest tax increases in the history of our nation when they doubled the cost of Social Security, and Medicare taxes. Ronald Reagan talked against deficit spending. He wanted a balanced budget. He gave us the biggest budget deficits of all time. George W. Bush was against big government, and yet he gave us the Medicare drug bill. He gave us the No Child Left Behind policies, both Ted Kennedy's policies, and yet they were passed by the Republicans. You must understand it's all political theater. And right now, of course, they bring us to the point of total bankruptcy here in America. Understand both political parties are controlled by the same people. If you haven't read Barry Goldwater's book, with no apologies, we have used copies. We're on page 280. Barry Goldwater said this, "The Council on Foreign Relations is a domestic. The Trilateral Commission is international. It wants to gain control of the financial and commercial interests by first seizing control of the government of the United States." Those are his words, not mine. They seize control. They control our government. As we pointed out in the past, between 1977 and 2008, every president and or vice president, Republican or Democrat, came from the membership rolls of the less than 80 people who belong to the North American chapter, the CFR, five of the previous six vice presidents came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission, and of course, certainly seven of the 12 secretaries of state came from the Trilateral Commission, nine of the 12 secretaries of defense, and the current secretary of state, Hillary Clinton, her hubby was a member of the Trilateral CFR and Bilderbergers. There's an elite that controls both political parties. They make mockery out of the democratic process. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies, or available from Radio Liberty. You need to read the little book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, by Gary Allen. We've got all sorts of big books which you can get. You can get our four CD set on the secret government. We're going to hear Professor Quigley talking about the secret society that controls America. He was Bill Clinton's mentor. We have his two books. Both of them were suppressed. They can't let the American people understand that a small group of people controls both political parties. They control the media. Six major corporations control the media. They all tie into the CFR and the Trilateralists. Six major banks, dominate America, control 60 to 70% of all banking assets. They all tie in, of course, to the CFR and Trilateral Commission. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. Remember, if you have a computer, iPod, iPad, BlackBerry, you can listen to our program 24 hours a day, or simply call in at 760-LOWS-1. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular